5 on the hand tool carrier, and the rest under the seat. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Stand by.
And Dave, we do want you to unload the tools, clip them back on the hand tool carrier. We'll need them later at the ALSEP site, perhaps.
Right, Joe. Bend over those, Dave.
Okay.
I'd like to take this little cargo here and take it right over to the Mesa. What bag number is it?
Well, that's the bag that goes in the bag 5. And bag 5 goes in the SRC.
Yeah.
Let me just take out the unused core tubes.
Joe, speak up now. If there's anything else you want to put in bag 5.
I'm going to take it over to the Mesa.
Yeah, there's no sense putting bag 5 on the hand tool carrier, Joe, because it's just about full. Why don't we put it on the Mesa or in the SRC or something? Dave, when you take your camera off, just leave it on my seat.
Dave, the only problem is if we're able to get the deep samples using the drill stems, we'd like them in the SRC. I guess we'll leave it up to you, your choice. We may be better just to take bag 5 over there right now and forego that little nicety.
Well, now, Joe, you didn't... Just a minute, Jim. Just a minute. Now, Joe, you didn't say anything about getting deep cores. That's why... Here, let's take 3 and put it over there. Keep it there. Let me take 2 back. Because now that I know that they want to try and get the deep cores, we do need bag 2.
Yeah,
that's the first time anybody's saying anything about that.
That's bag 5, Dave.
I mean 5.
Well, Dave, why not leave 5 there?
Okay.
If you get the cores, bring them back. And we'll put it in there. I just won't load it in the SRC.
We'll hold the SRC open.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
I'll hold it open.
Okay.
Sounds good, Jimmy.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to leave you my camera right here on the Mesa, huh?
No, just hand it to me. I'll take it right here.
Okay.
I'll put it on.
There you go.
Let me read it.
Yeah, let me read the numbers on it first. Of course, it's not on all the way, but it's reading 89. Get that, Joe? My camera, 89?
Got it, Dave. Thank you.
Dave, you're hung up on that strap.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, now.
Listen, why don't you take my tools off?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's get cleaned up here.
I think we only have 2 bags to go up this time.
Yeah, here's your hand. Okay, here's the rammer. Core tube caps. Velcro. Hey, check yours again, Dave. I don't recall what I tighted yours. Okay, when you get in, your right side is loose, so be careful. Okay. Okay, you're tidy. Okay, how about right side okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Put these core tube caps under the seat. Got more core tube caps now. We know what to do with it. Listen, those rocks that are under the seat, I'll put those in the bag. Well, that bag is under there before you drive off.
There's a bag under there now. I got it right here, 7.
No, here's the bag right here.
Right?
Or is that a sample
no,
bag?
That's a sample.
Okay, here's bag here, six. You're going to use that one, not there, right?
I don't know. Where do you want bag seven, Joe?
Bag seven stays there, Dave. Leave it there.
Hey, where is there? Under the
seat? Is it under the seat? I think it's under the seat, and I think it's the bag for the next EVA. Keep it there.
Okay. It is. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's one for a next EVA. Okay, it's under the seat.
Well, I was going to get those rocks and put them in this bag. Bag six.
Okay.
Can you get the bag?
My arms are a little longer. Maybe I can reach it, Jim.
Attaboy.
Okay.
I don't want to leave any rocks there.
You're right.
Okay.
Is that the only one, or we have another one?
The only one.
Put hang on to your seat, huh?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I did. Right.
Now, I'll just hold up on the SRC closing until...
Yeah.
Decide what you're going to do out there.
Sounds good, Jim.
There, we'll probably I'll put in here.
Sounds good. And Jim, while you're working there, once again, we want you to get your LEM site pans, pictures of the descent engine, and solar wind composition pictures, and then I'll be back at you with the next job. And Dave, standing by for when you're ready, and I'll talk about your task coming up here.
Okay, Joe. Are you through with a head to a carrier, Jim?
Yeah, I am, Dave.
Okay. Tidy up the rover.
Back at the on the Mesa, I have bags 5, 6, 3, 5, and 6.
Roger, copy, Jim. We'll get them later.
And Joe, I'm on a rover and ready to go.
Okay, Dave. We want you to park east of the ALSEP, heading towards the west, and as far east as is comfortable for you, once again with the dust problem in mind. And we want you to clean the TV camera and LCRU before you leave the rover.
Okay, park east heading west, and I'll just get it fairly close to the central station and avoid the dust. How's that sound?
Roger, just don't drive too far west. Keep it east, if you could, please.
Okay. Incidentally, at the rover, our bearing was 018 and range 0.2. That's pretty good for a trip like that.
Ain't it, though? And Dave, as you climb off there and get the TV set and are ready, I'll talk to you about the next drilling job.
All righty. Okay, I'm going to park right here. As you get bored, there's a big chunk of dark gray Bridger with white clasp right in front of the left wheel. Have fun looking at that, maybe.
Okay, Dave, we know you're not too close to the heat flow experiment holes now. We do want you to be particularly aware of the side, which has had its dust cover pulled off of it, too, so it'll be particularly sensitive to dust. And when you're ready, once again, I've got words on how this drill should work.
Okay, first, you want me to dust off your TV, is that right?
Yes, sir, please. And the LCRU.
You broke up, Joe.
Roger, Dave, dust off the TV and the LCRU, please.
Roger, TV, I understand that, but do you want the TV lens? Because we have a mirror we can dust off, and we also have a lens we can dust off.
Yes, sir, both the camera and the lens, please.
All righty. It takes a couple different brushes. I hate to put this big brush on the lens.
You read it correctly.
Your eye is all cleaned up.
Okay, Dave, we're standing by for TV turn on.
Okay, put the brush back in its proper place. And I'll go TV remote. And I'll try and point the antenna. Not a very good position.